Babe, I know we've been together for over 6 years, but do you love me? Do you really love me? Why do you love me? Are you sure you love me? I know. You say it all the time and you remind me, but are you sure? I just want to make sure you're sure. Do you love me? Guys, I swear this is gonna be me on our fucking wedding night. Holla if you feel me. What's up, guys? My name is Jacqueline and I am your host. I'm a full-time mental health therapist and founder of Team Therapeutic Fitness. I love to swear, I love to talk about real shit, and bring some humor to anxiety. So today's episode was brought to my attention by the Anxious Therapist podcast group over on Facebook of someone struggling with anxiety in their relationship. And a bunch of the other girls are like, I feel it. I need some clarity on this. Am I just a freak of nature? Why can I not accept that my partner loves me? We're going to dive into all that juicy stuff today. And I'm going to bring you some examples of real shit that has happened in my relationship with Derek and how we have got past it. So let's jump in. So I think in large part, thanks to social media and news and Hollywood, we have been brainwashed to think that healthy relationships are few and far between, right? And probably based on some of our own experiences in the past when we were young and thought we were in love and we got hurt so badly, right? So we've all been there. We've been broken and torn down and felt the sting of love. And so it's hard when we do get into a really healthy, really amazing space with our partner and great relationship to trust that it's genuine and real, right? That's totally normal. I want to tell you right now that that fear and a little bit of anxiety that you have about is this the real deal? That is so normal. Derek and I have been together for 6 years. We've been through so much. You guys, we grew up together. We literally met and started dating when we were 19 years old. And I remember feeling like, we're never going to get past this. We are always going to be that hot mess couple that ends the night in a fight, that goes home mad, that, you know what I mean? And we, oh man, it was nasty for a while there. And we had no reason but our own insecurities, our jealousy, our just young in love. We were both in college, you know, that stage where you think everybody is hitting on your man, right? And it took a lot of personal growth for each of us to really get to a good place. But I'm not joking when it still comes up that I'm like, do you actually love me? Do you, why? Why do you want to be with me? You know, and I'm questioning that. We have a beautiful home together. We have two cats. We have built this wonderful life together. And I still, 6 years later, I'm like, what are we doing here? Are you sure? I just want to be sure you're sure. I'm all in, but are you sure? And so it's kind of comical now when I catch myself doing it, and you'll get to that point too. But I wanted to start off today by just telling you it's normal. You're not alone. Everybody questions that. We have this really weird picture of what romance and relationships should be, and we compare and we get into all of that looking at, you know, watching movies like The Notebook, and it's like, why don't you do stuff like that for me? And maybe I'm supposed to be with someone who does that stuff, and we get into that nasty game. And so let's talk about that a little bit more and really dive into our own insecurities first. So there's some kind of red flags that you can be on the lookout for in your relationship. And some big ones are, have you been hurt in the past? Have you been cheated on? Have you been left so that your partner can go back to their ex? Have you left a relationship because it was unhealthy and, you know, they maybe were abusive in some way, you know, verbally, physically, emotionally, whatever? Have you had heartache where out of nowhere your partner's not in love with you anymore and you had to end the relationship. Whatever it might be, I need you to quick gut check about your past and how much that's impacting your present and your future. It's okay to have a little bit of a guard and be a little cautious in your romantic relationships, especially when it's new. But if you're like us and you're going on 6 years, man, oh man, I hope you have some faith in your partner because otherwise I don't know what you're doing. And I laugh at it now because it just seems silly. It's like after everything we've been through, honestly, I would have no reason to question it, except sometimes my own anxiety gets in the way. And I gotta tell you guys, a little bit of anxiety is okay. It means that you care about the relationship. It means that you value what you have with this person and you cherish it so much that you care about it. And it's funny, when we first started dating, and well, not when we first started dating, but when Derek and I really fell in love and we started coming across some issues, we were falling out of that really awesome honeymoon period where everything was just golden. And we started having some fights and stuff. And we, at the end of the day, when it came down to it, we always would say, our biggest issue that we might face together is that we love each other too damn much. And I think that was our way of sugarcoating the fact that we were a little jealous, insecure, controlling of each other back in the day. But honestly, if it comes down to that, I would rather have it be that I have so much love for you that I feel anxious to lose you. And honestly, that's a really good problem to have. But a little bit of anxiety goes a long way. So we have to be really, really careful because those behaviors of when we're feeling anxious about our relationship might actually push our partner away rather than pulling them in and being like, oh yes, I needed your love. Thank you for reminding me. You might actually be turning them off from you and being like, man, she doesn't trust me. Does she not love me? Where is this coming from? And it brings up a lot of questions for your partner if you don't have any sense of safety and security with them. So things like obsessing over their social media. I remember in college being like, why is this girl liking your Instagram picture? You know, and I'm like, now I like, don't creep on your page. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter to me. Things like that. But it's like, you know, if I'm like opening up who liked this Facebook picture of you and Luna, Luna's our cat, you know what I mean? And I'm like, who liked that? Why would she like that? Like, it just doesn't even cross my mind anymore. And so things like that are things to be careful for, like becoming overly clingy, needing those constant reminders, those, and I'm not saying, you know, you should always remind your partner how much you love them and everything like that. But when you're like, but why? Like, why do you love, why don't you love Carol instead? Like, you could love Carol. You could be out there loving her. Like, why choose me? Like, I'm not even that great. Okay. Now you're just fishing. Relax. He loves you. So take it slow. Like, just pump the brakes. I want you to gut check when this is happening. Like, whoa, is this a me thing? Is this a me thing or is this an us thing? Because if there's a problem with your relationship, that's totally different. But you need to address, like, is this my anxiety playing tricks on me? Or is there something lacking in our relationship that we need to work on together as a team? That is the huge distinguishing factor. Is this a me thing or is it an us thing? And you do that gut check really quick and you're going to know right away which it is. But you have to be the one to take that moment, take that step back, see the situation for what it really is. And that can be hard to do. So this is a good opportunity to bring in a girlfriend, ask an opinion, say, hey, I'm struggling right now, you know, and then they're going to be like, well, is he doing anything different or whatever? Is anything missing? And then that's going to help you click and be like, no, this is a me thing. I'm having some sort of insecurity and that's something I need to work through. If you are having anxiety in a relationship, first and foremost, I hope that you will realize you are not alone in this. You are far from it. And if you need a badass girl tribe to remind you of that, head on over to the Anxious Therapist podcast group on Facebook. It's open and it's a safe place to share, check in, tell me what kind of podcasts you want to hear, and just be surrounded by that awesome community. Sorry, unapologetic for my plug there, because I want you all in that. But I want you to take a step back. Is it a you thing or an us thing? Ask a friend for advice, an outsider's perspective, not your girlfriend who is constantly telling you to break up with this fool, because first of all, she needs to step back, Carol, step back. There's always that one friend that's like, just break up with them. Like, girl, that's not the answer to everything. So take a step back, look at it, get advice from a friend, and know that this anxiety is so fucking normal. You're not alone in it. If I'm still dealing with it here and there after 6 years, I think it's safe to say it's pretty normal. I guess that's if you can count me as normal. I don't know. You be the judge of that. But I hope you will take this, apply it in your life, and know that you are not alone. I just love talking everything anxiety and relationships and reminding you guys that this is all fucking normal. It's just the shit no one else wants to talk about. So that's why I'm here. I hope you guys loved this as much as I did. I am so pumped to see how many women this can help. So if you could do me a favor right now, take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram story, tag @theanxioustherapist, and help out another sister who might be struggling with some anxiety in her relationship. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. I so value your time, and I can't wait to catch you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.